Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg campaigned in North Carolina today with stops in Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and Raleigh. Bloomberg has flooded the airwaves in North Carolina with commercials, but he's also spending millions on field staff throughout the state. He's tapped a veteran Charlotte City Council member to lead his North Carolina campaign. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Here's what a typical field office for a presidential candidate looks like. It's about 800 square feet, hidden on the second floor of a shopping center with signs taped to an outside door, directing people inside. This office for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was mostly empty one day this week, except for a couple of college-age supporters. Then there's Michael Bloomberg's Charlotte office. It's 17,000 square feet. It's in the heart of Uptown on North Tryon Street. It looks like a corporate headquarters.
We've got an event. Last night we were at Winston-Salem State University for a candidates forum. And then A&T State University has something.
Bloomberg has spent more than $300 million on TV and digital ads in Super Tuesday states, according to Axios. And he's spending heavily on a ground game in North Carolina, opening 10 offices in the state and already hiring 124 paid staff. Bloomberg's field director in North Carolina is Charlotte City Councilmember James Mitchell. In an interview at the Charlotte office, on the executive level, Mitchell talks about his spending spree, hiring a liaison for the Latino community, for the LGBTQ community, for veterans.
So I picked up all the talent. I got Jorge Morales. Jorge is heading up my Latino. He ran for council. I had to pick people, Steve, who I knew who had a relationship and great credibility. It's a sprint for us.
In his nearly 20 years on city council, Mitchell has never been known as a political partisan. And while he talks about the importance of defeating President Trump, he was one of six council members who voted to bring the Republican National Convention to Charlotte over the objections of many Democratic activists. Mitchell says he spent more than $5 million of Bloomberg's money so far in the state. That's not on advertising, just rent, salaries, and signs.
Let's say you have an event and it's going to cost X dollars.
Right.
Are you able to spend what it takes?
I'm in a toss-up state in North Carolina. I was given one direction. You need to win. We need to win North Carolina.
Mitchell has taken a leave from his business development job at a construction company. He says working for Bloomberg is the
best job I ever had.
Mitchell started working for the campaign at the end of November. Through the end of 2019, he was paid $7,800, according to Bloomberg's campaign finance report.
Everybody used the word he's buying the election. We're trying to defeat Donald Trump. So do we need to spend more of our money to defeat Trump? We think we do.
He says his ties with the state's African-American community are a big asset to the campaign.
I'm a North Carolina Central graduate, HBCU, and it has helped me get in Winston-Salem State through the CIAA relationships. I can go to Elizabeth City and Fayetteville State. And you're right, they remember me as, you're the guy that brought CIAA. You're a good guy.
A recent Quinnipiac poll shows Bloomberg support has risen among black voters nationally from 7% last month to 22%. Former Vice President Joe Biden's support has fallen from 49% to 27%. In North Carolina, black voters will make up about one-third of the Democratic primary electorate.
So I'm going to give you the area I think we need to improve on. They want to hear from him directly, so we get a lot of demands. When does he come to Charlotte? When can we see him? We like to see our leaders.
This week, the campaign has been dealing with a recording of Bloomberg defending the New York Police Department's stop and frisk policy, which overwhelmingly impacted blacks and Latinos. The former mayor said they were affected because, quote, that's where the crime is. Bloomberg had previously apologized for stop and frisk.
It's been a tough road because the African-American community for us, stop and frisk, and it's a generation thing, Steve. So you see those who 55 plus, they understand it was about policy. Those who 35 and under,
South Carolina's primary is in a little more than 2 weeks on February 29th. North Carolina votes on March 3rd. Even if Bloomberg doesn't win the nomination, Mitchell says he and his team will keep working through November on Bloomberg's dime. Bloomberg said he will continue spending his fortune to defeat President Trump. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.